dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Cisco, S-I-S-C-O, June 1, 34, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R, Vias in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mr. Cisco with abnormal kidney function. He's a resident of Masonic Home. He's not sure why he's coming to see me. I notice a change of kidney function related to the use of diuretics for lower extremity edema. He's been there for the last 2 years, uses a walker, extremely hard of hearing. It took some time to be able to communicate. Originally, he is from Traverse City. He acknowledges frequency, urges in nocturia and continence, but no cloudiness or blood, no abdominal or back pain. He has lower extremity edema. He says to be doing a low sodium. There has been some ulcerations, but no active bleeding, no fever. He denies nausea, vomiting, denies dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no gross orthopnea, PND, denies purulent material hemoptysis, has chronic back pain. Next paragraph. His past medical history for hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression, anxiety, chronic lower extremity edema, question chronic kidney disease. He mentioned congestive heart failure, denies, however, heart attack procedures, denies TIAs or a stroke, denies localized focal motor deficit, no seizures, history of seizures, no reported gastrointestinal bleeding, he's not aware of blood transfusion, liver disease, denies kidney stones, acknowledges enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, appendix, colon resection, left-sided, not cancer, bilateral cataract surgery, lens implant, thyroid surgery, tonsils, adenoids, left shoulder repair, bilateral knee replacement, a number of colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Flonase, Lasix, Keppra, thyroid replacement, Midodrine, Remeron, Prilosec, Oxybutynin, potassium, vitamins, Aldacton. Next paragraph, prior smoker, but he says discontinued more than 40 years ago. He used to drink alcohol, recently, occasionally wine. Next paragraph, he worked in a newspaper in Lansing. He has a three sons, which are relatively close by, at Lapeer, L-A-P-E-E-R, Cadillac, C-A-D-I-L-L-A-C, and Grand Rapids. All of them in the law enforcement, state police, city police, and major corporation policeman. Next paragraph, denies family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 178, 66 inches tall. Blood pressure was 142/85. Uses a walker, extremely hard of hearing. Speech is normal, bilateral lens implant. Neck surgery for the thyroid, no palpable lymph nodes, masses, thyroid, JVD, no major carotid bruise, lungs are distant clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, surgeries on the right upper quadrant and left lower quadrant, isolated varicose veins, obesity, no tenderness, no ascites, no rebound guarding, 3+ edema bilateral below the knees, decreased pulses, brachial radial, popliteal dorsalpedis, no severe cyanosis, no gross focal deficit or myoclonus or asterixis. His speech is normal. Reviewing records, they mentioned epilepsy, overactive bladder, prior TIA that he was not aware. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. This is from October. Creatinine at 1.91, representing a GFR of 33, stage 3B, with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test, A1C at 5.8, anemia 13.5, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells 108. Before diuretics were adjusted, creatinine 2.14. Urine shows no activity for blood protein. In September, creatinine 1.76. In June, last year, 1.2. March last year, 1.3. February last year, 1.7. The macrocytosis has been already for the last 1-2 years. I found an echo from February 2022. Preserved ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, otherwise minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure, agree with your assessment, probably related to the use of diuretics for lower extremity edema. Kidney function has improved. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no evidence of decompensation of volume overload. Lung sounds clear, and he has not required any oxygen. We will monitor chemistries on a regular basis. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound to assess for obstruction, asymmetry, or urinary retention. There has been no activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. The echocardiogram shows diastolic dysfunction, but no severe valve abnormalities or pulmonary hypertension. Some of his edema probably represents body size dependent edema and probably varicose veins. I did not change medications. Continue present diuretics and potassium replacement. Has been on midodrine for low blood pressure, but in the office appears to be stable. Tolerating aldactone, monitor potassium. We will follow with you. End of dictation.